Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is now.
All by any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get
our lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your name.
Hey, Adam and Lance.
I'm going hard, I don't never
take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made boss. That's right, blood money and real money, play the graveyard. 100 strong, we taking over, who gon' save y'all? That's right, every day we got a show, we be constantly moving. Different clubs, different states, they all just be loving the movement. Open up for me, open up for Gil, open up for Cass, South Beach. Open up for a lot of main artists that's in the game. Get my foot on the gas, moving fast while passing all you lanes. Ain't no keeping up, there is no competition. I just keep hard until I get the riches. That means no time for the sleep. Money on my mind, so I constantly eat. When I die, I'ma sleep. A night on the block, making up bread, nigga, I'll be gone for a week. Nigga, I'm on my 48 power. Second the law, said they never fought them. Fucking rest, I'm all about dollars. I'm not going out, so y'all got a problem. Yeah! I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I'm climbing up that ladder till I make ball. I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I make ball. No, I get 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 no, no, I get no,
the money, yeah. I go hard days off, I don't take them, I don't take them. I got bars, real bars. I don't fake them, I don't fake them. Model bras, pants off, why they shake them, why they shake them. I'm a pound, like a pound. Watch me break them, break them, break them, break them down. That's why on Friday night, I be back Monday morning. That's 96 hours, no sleeping, I ain't even yawning. Them labels dropping, we ain't like what they brought to the table. So blood money, my entertainment, put money, my label. Why they hating and cuffing? Nigga, I don't want your hoe. All that paper they tucking, nigga, I don't want your dough. But if I need it, you gon' give me all that. 150, 20, all those semis, give me all that. Give me all that. Put them where the stars at. I come from the bottom where they whip it hard at. Show me where your shooter at. I'ma look them in his eyes and they gon' be open wide. I ain't sleeping till I die.
I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off. I keep on climbing up that ladder till I make ball.
No parts of me getting no parts of sleep. I'm partly partial, different body parts. Moving around my sheets around the streets, I'm known for running. Everything I touch, of course, you got a couple of workers, but they don't pay you much. I pay so much attention. With a Smith and Wesson, Western got you for your Jackson Franklin. Don't you think I leave you stankin', boy? Stank originator, authenticated is me. Who say that they HD, but I'm around and feel me, boy. I send the shot, let it go, of course. Had to let them know, but keep you cool for I straight break the chain and get the breaking bones. Face it, I'm basic, basically tired of waiting for these labels just to give me a curl of what they making, so I ate a couple, maybe one, pure P, labels done, pocket long, made a ton, feeling like I'm on some, even if you made half what I made and you'll be on one, put my money in front of everything, lost my main one, pressure.
I'm going hard, I don't never take no days off, I keep on climbing up that ladder till I'm made ball.
You know what, as a matter of fact, shout out to all the single ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you do need somebody to stroke your ego from time to time. Shout out to my man, everybody, start the show. We got some more music on deck. Shout out to my co-host, the Truth Teller, in the building. Shout out to the Goonie Gang, check that video out on YouTube featuring Bump J, all crazy, all these cameos in the video, real high, it's like 100 fine niggas representing Erie Avenue all day, yeah, all day, yeah, right now. Yeah, fucking dough. New show. I had a beautiful day today. We won't talk shit. Talk about Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition, Mill Creek Tavern, 4200 Chester Avenue. He just ain't even a kiss. Oh shit. Oh.
Find out, yo.
Why wouldn't I want to kiss somebody? But no, I don't want to kiss. Oh my goodness. He just blew a kiss at me. Damn.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like, you can just take everywhere with you. Like, come on, yo. I'm joking. But, yeah, real talk, real talk. Shout out to my homeboy, Real Talk Records. My homeboy Stoled in the building. Young Stoled in the building. One half of the Goonie Gang. What's the other half of the Goonie Gang?
Oh, man, shout out to College Man. CEO Moves, man. We in the building, Goonie Gang Records. Sign us now.
Yeah, we talking about. We down the studio, Traffic Springer, and you already know what it is. A lot of hits being made every fucking day. I'm listening to some crazy Bump J music. Shout out to Bump J. Shout out to Jay Rayner Smith. Shout out to Smutty, Figure Gang. Shout out to Killy the Kid. Shout out to Black the Girl eating that chicken in that fucking video. Yo,
she said eat that chicken.
Chicken eating shit. Isn't that like a, I'm going to just shut up. Y'all be playing them games, though. All my niggas are fully on that fly shit. But don't be putting your lips in my face no more, so. I'm going to be tough. He said I look like I'm a nice, sweet young lady. I got on my business shit a little bit. I had a couple meetings today or whatever, so. Can't see me in my Tims and my fucking nappy weave. I got on the sharp shit today. Same old.
So
I've been living all day. Southwest in the building all day. Shout out to B Major, the co-host for Epic Edition. I'm gonna go in and play some more music. We're gonna show some love to my homeboys, Mega Mania representing UPT. That's Uptown Philly. You know, we show them that love. It's about to go down in the studio. We already got the little refreshments on deck. We already got the pool table on deck. Team offense and team.
I can't play pool.
If I lose your phone, you get right back. That's me. I'm about to put that team up. So lose your phone, just buy a new one, and just fucking be irked at the stupid people who was fault for your phone being gone. Okay.
Wait. Shout out to the new dress I bought for Diamond Spotlight. Shout out to the new shoes I just bought, too.
Oh, shit, damn. I know. You got to get fresh for the joint, though. This is a 3-year anniversary. I remember, so I'm showing them. And then, like I said tonight, it's all about the show, performance, and it's all about the topics of tonight. Tonight's topic is a little fun. We're going to poke at working, period. Like, whatever job you got. Have you ever had somebody try to do your job? You're like, wait a minute, bitch. My fucking job. Irking ass. Irk. Like,
people trying to be my kid's mom and shit. Trying to take over what I do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you ever had somebody try to play dad and shit for something or play mom? You play your position, ass.
Stay in your fucking lane.
That's tonight's topic. We're going to talk about it. We're going to play some music. You know what it is. And I'm showing out to my homeboy, Looney Tunes, as well, too. I got to, man, I said, we got to play Act the Fool. Play Looney Tunes, Act the Fool. We're going to play Mega Mania, Louis V, and show some love to the fly niggas of the world.
Okay,
everybody listening, much love to you. Thank you. It's going to be epic tonight. Tonight's epic.
All right, here we go. Are we going
to do Mugga
Mania?
Tonight.
Okay.
You want to do Mugga Mania? I said do Looney Tunes first.
You know, I'm going to do Mugga Mania because you said do Mugga Mania.
Oh,
all right.
It's cool.
Fight. You know we love each other, but I will fight her in a minute.
All right, baby.
All right, we're going in.
Cash money, on the world, yeah. Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them? Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them?
You know, Louis V. Fine rockin' that Gucci, red stripe, powder white, same color as Pookie Lips, so we ain't the same.
Yeah, yeah, we ballin' on the name of my own gear. Baby got the cake, rack on rack on rack. When I step up in the place, got some Louis on my face. Louis on my face, got some Louis on my face. Louis on my face.
Swear to God, about to kill a game. Get these niggas some coffins. Purple piss, we coughing. Extra money, we working. Pretty soon, we loafing. Bowling, we rocking that.
Bitch, suck my dick.
Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them? Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now we'll be dressing
I'm like the Walker Cloud of Chronic, shopping on K.O.P. from Philly, so we hitting up Onyx, if it ain't that, it's K.O.D. Fuck her beauty and her face, her boobies all in place. They moving while she shake, but look at that booty on her waist. Had to move my Louis off my face. I'm groovy and I'm baked. Double up that order, cause we usually offer cakes. We treat a sack just like a 100, and a 100 just like a 20, and a 20 just like a 1. But that's how it is when you getting money, yeah. While you up in the strip club, if you ain't trying to spend no money, the money that I throw that shop is free. Spending money, spending money,
spending money.
All we do is spend that money. Work it, take it, jerk it, make it, clap and bend it, honey. Got a whole lot of ass, and she gets it from her mama. I ain't trying to judge you, I'm definitely honored to meet you in that boom, boom room and be your sponsor. I came, I saw, I conquered.
Check it for this one, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them? Check it for this one, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them?
They be like, who that cat in the hat, no Whoville? You niggas sick, but I'm flu ill. All in my city, they call me Lou Will. If I pull up in that Gucci shit, I'm impressing them that Lou Will. I stay screaming, I'll fuck these hoes, that money is my blue still. All I need in this life to send is me, yeah, my blue still. I flew like this Scoop Kill, everybody get my crew real. Mother Mania is beneficial, by the way, that's two deals. Ride around in that Cooperville, where Rufus will get Boogerville. I shoot to kill, I don't lose still, but a nigga do got loose. Still, we had to shake, but come on and make me fuck my guy on a birthday super hill. She turns around, slid up and down, spun the back around, had the smooth skills. So watch the watch, nigga, watch your mouth, about to knock you out, you have a toothless grill. But everybody in my crew rock Louisi, and they be smoking on that sticky, the same color Luigi. Mommy said a stack of ones, make her wet like a Fiji. She said, wipe me down, I said, pipe it down, bitch, I'm gonna need a squeegee.
Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them? Shake it for these ones, I Louis sweater them. Louis V's on, play a game of chess on him. Dang rolling up and smoking to the neck on them. Louis V's on, now who be dressing them? Shake it for these ones. Play a game with that wheel. Smoking to the neck on them. Ooh, ooh, one. Sweat at him. Ooh, chest on him. I'm smoking to dog on them.
Crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. Don't act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped the bar too. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags and them blues. Them blues. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting crunk. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody rocking in it, bitch. A lot of hoes jocking in it, bitch. Everybody rep they hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the max. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch.
I'm back. Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes doing his motherfucking thing.
Yes.
B-F-U, boy.
Yes, yes. They are doing their thing down there in ATL. Oh, my God.
ATL crazy.
You know. We got a couple
I got
callers.
Shout out to everybody listening in. I'm about to get the phone lines. We sure live. I'm about to be come see in the crib, my damn self. What a long, long day. Like, today was long.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we got some callers in his house. Whoop, 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 whoop.
What'd you say, babe?
I said we got some callers in his house. You still there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who's the caller?
You okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I said we got callers.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead to the first caller, honey.
That's what I was telling you. I'm like, what you doing? Hey, yo, we had a, you know, long, we had a blind moment there for a minute. We sorry, we had a blind moment. You know, we
no,
just tell everybody the world.
Right.
You get that way sometimes.
My hair is not brown, it's black and long. I'm like,
we had a blind moment, y'all. A blind moment.
Okay,
right. First caller, 267-980. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, though?
BMG, my gang.
Yeah, what's good? Shout out to my gang. What's good, Dirty Boy?
It's easy, man.
Oh, easy. What's up, Easy? Y'all the same motherfucking fly niggas. Like, no, what's up, baby? I'm here ready to say goodbye. They got Bub J in the studio all crazy or whatever.
Right.
Yes. We still listen.
Oh, I hear them in the background. Listen to them coming out in the background.
All right, see y'all, niggas. Hello?
Yeah. Oh,
y'all,
my God, they're going editing
this. Y'all cannot even mind to hear the beautiful sound of niggas in the studio. Like, niggas just going in. Easy, you was down here at the studio. How'd you like your session? Talking about 1122 Spring Garden Street.
Yeah.
You know, we're going down there.
You know, I just slid through to do my thing, man, and got up out of there. You know, set the booth on fire.
Set the booth on fire. Ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
Who put it out?
I can't even put it out.
I think that joint's still on fire. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's what we do. That's what we do. Shout out to everybody tuning in. We definitely talking about Sunday's show. It's going to be a crazy one. Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition. I remember that it's my 3-year anniversary this year. Well, I remember my anniversary this year, so we celebrating it. It's been 3 years strong. I'm really excited, and
I've been there for two of the three. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I've been so excited. We're going to have some fun live performance from BMG. What are you going to bring for Sunday, Easy?
Yeah, man, listen, man, everything is unannounced, man. When I get there, you know what I mean?
So it's going to be some leakage going on. Down the Diamond Spotlight. That's cool.
Radio shoot that same day.
That's what's up. Definitely. I hope you come down 12th at Spring Garden. You already know.
What's the boy name rocking with Reese? He's doing our video on Sunday.
Oh, all right, that's what's up. But yeah, we got a lot of shit popping. But I gotta ask you the topic question. I always go in. I gotta. Have you ever had somebody try to do your job, like, you know, like, in a way, like.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ever had somebody, like, you at work and they trying to do what you're supposed to do. Like, do you ever let a person just do it and, like, let them, you know what I'm saying, and then you benefit from it, or are you the type of person to stop a person from trying to do what you're supposed to do?
I'm going to let them go ahead. I'm going to let them hang themselves.
That's right. I like how you put that. I don't want to go too much into the topic tonight. It's about music and Sunday. I was going to go out or whatever, but I'm kind of partied out. Now you get no sleep last night. Shout out to Brightness for what I'm doing
team
right here all night.
No sleep.
Yeah, team no sleep. The night before that, I didn't get no damn sleep. Take the blood money and team.
Oh, my
sleep,
God. That was crazy.
Drama.
That was crazy, yo.
Some sleep, but we had fun. Like, I just like the performing. They're performing live Sunday, too. And also, Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be shooting their videos for nonfiction song Maria Maria and Retweet Me. And I forget the other name. I'm going to check it out. But you know what I mean? Definitely hit up
hit up Nonfiction or hit up Stro if you got his number. You can definitely hit Nonfiction up on Twitter at NONFiction100. DJ Shaveen. Definitely come support. And of course, he's going to support my show. He's going to be recording some of Retweet Me down at Diamond Spotlight. Oh,
yeah. Definitely going to be official. Definitely going. There's a couple people that's going to be streaming their videos from, you know, Diamond Spotlight. So, you know, y'all ladies come official. Come official. Y'all fellas, y'all come official too. Because it's going down.
We're
going
to push you to the back of this video. It's like, no, we're not. Everybody pretty much be cool. I ain't even going to try to be hard on anybody. I like how everybody always dressed on the show. So
you know, okay.
Without further ado, thank you, Easy, for calling in. We're going to check out the switchboard, check out some more callers. Shout out to Street Teller going in over there, showing love. Shout out to everybody at BMG, Dirty Boy, Hosh, all y'all motherfuckers. Shout out to y'all baby moms and y'all sisters and everybody who fucking come out and support y'all niggas.
Okay.
Bye. All right.
All right.
We got Truth Teller. How are you feeling today? I forgot to ask you that.
I'm okay. I'm surviving. But, you know, I got to go on. No matter how I feel, you know, I always got to do my thing.
Exactly. Oh. And that's what it's all about. I can relate.
Okay, so here we go. Another caller. Area code 404-879. Welcome to Philly Time Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
That's the mail. What up, though?
What up?
Oh, I didn't even notice
how tired I am. I saw your greeting.
What's going on? Check out the Red October mix CD coming out with Honest. We waiting on Honest to finish her drop. And Honest will be all over the place.
What you doing now, Mr. DeMille? Mm-hmm.
Well, I just stopped promoting MusicSwagMagazine.com. Go check it out. You'll see Looney Tunes article. You'll see Travis Porter exclusive behind the scenes video. You'll see Boom Man Booming, you know, and you'll see the new models, Esquire DJ models that we putting up, and we got the MusicSwag mixtape that'll be coming out, hosted by Looney Tunes, and you know, we just working. Looney Tunes cannot be available. He's at the producer ball tonight with T.I. DJ at Lux Lounge. It's going down. We ready to take over. Catch Honest Fire on a Tuesday if we can make that happen. And Atlanta, we got Esquire taking over Atlanta every first month on a Tuesday. Downtown Atlanta, we ain't playing no games. Check us out at Indianapolis. If you want to come to Indianapolis, go to DJsUnited.com and you can perform in front of 1,000 DJs. 10 different DJ coalitions working together to make one goal.
That's
going to
be crazy. You know, I'm definitely a tail high. I like how you say Indianapolis.
Well, Nashville is going down April the 20th through the 22nd. If you're a baller, shot caller, if you're a boss, you need to be there. All the 10 DJs from coast to coast and so on to be in the building.
You going, Truth Teller?
I'm going. If you go, I'll go.
If what?
I said, if you go, I'll go.
The feature artist that'll be there will be Looney Tunes. He gonna shut it down.
Uh-oh.
As
long as y'all
try
to roll that shit with us, we cool.
Exactly.
Wow.
I want some big ups.
Too bad that Honest Fire can't be in the Long London video that's going down Saturday.
Oh, Oh, shit, he going to do the Lauren London video? Oh, snap now. He should have her in the video. That would be crazy if he actually get her in the video.
We taking some parts of acting in food video in Philly and Atlanta.
All right.
I'm excited about that.
No, but like I said, it would be crazy if they could actually get Lauren London to get in the Lauren London video. That would be crazy.
She need to support it.
Well, they got a girl that looked like a twin that played the Lauren London.
No, they need Lauren London in that shit. Like, whew, that shit would shoot to the very, very tizzop. Seriously. She should, like, really, like, recognize that somebody's singing about it. She should support it. Be like, oh, y'all singing about me? I'm there.
And shout out to the Crown Vic Car Club that's taking over the video.
All right. That's what's up.
You must have been watching Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I was watching it. Whatever, that shit was dangerous.
All right. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
All right.
So Artist, when the mixtape won't drop?
Which one? The one, the Red October one?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I told you I want to get some new pictures. You gotta wait though.
Man.
I'm gonna do that shit next week. I'm going to have that done next week.
And
I just left
the
seal, whatever.
You already did the drop.
I didn't get a chance to get it mixed or whatever. It was so busy. But I did get a chance to finish recording it. It's not all done. But it will be done before this week is over. It's still Thursday. I've been so busy, though. Like, you don't even know. The last night, I was up all night with my hair. Like, I've never even spent that much time on my hair in my life. I'm never doing it again, I don't think. But it's cute as shit, but.
You're always in pictures. I'll be seeing your pictures.
You might like them, but, you know, like, come on now. Red October. I don't even have a picture of me in red. And you think I should wear red at least?
At least. It's Red October. Yeah, red.
I should wear, like, some red. Streaks, some red makeup, like, you know, I gotta do some red fire shit, like, who really do that?
It's Red October, mix CD, red features, Philly Shine.
So what?
I'm gonna
tell me, just, all right, I'll just give you a picture. You act like a damn baby, I know.
But yeah. Let me stop.
Well,
I know, Jamal, trust me.
Just check this out. You can host it, and then you put Truth Teller on the CD.
Yo,
never
mind.
Truth Teller stay in the back. Truth Teller does not really talk about. Truth Teller too damn shy. Truth Teller don't like all that.
I can't tell how you be coming tweet me every now and then. Don't say me.
Exactly.
From nowhere.
You know what, Demel? Now make me do my line.
Get him, Truth Teller.
He know how I call him, Demel.
Oh man, that makes me come all the time. This makes me come to this radio show all the time.
I love fucking with Demel. So me and Demel have fun. When he called me sometimes, you know, we be having fun. We just, you know, shooting bullshit, you know. Normal people.
Well, I have an exclusive number. You know, a lot of the people that's with the bullshit, you know, I changed my phone number, so, you know.
Yeah, that's why I didn't recognize it. I'm like, wait, who? I got changes in my phone. Thank you very much, Demel.
Okay,
changing your number, not telling nobody.
Well,
yeah, well.
It's a lot of,
We cool. All right. Back to the show and off.
Oh,
we got to get you up here for Diamond Spotlight. And you don't always have to answer the topic question. Hello. Tonight's topic. I'm fucking with you, Jamel. Damn. It's a nice topic. Have you? I know, but you was thinking it. The nice topic is, have you ever had somebody that's tried to do your job, like,
yes,
do what you,
yes,
what you supposed to do?
It happens.
Well, let me ask you this.
The,
have you ever tried to play daddy or Captain Save-A-Home? Because those positions, if you're not the father, you stay in your place.
That's too many topics. I can see one topic at a time.
Oh, that was now, funny. That silence was golden. All right. Back to you, Jamel. All right. Answer the first question.
Now, in the Esquire DJs, we had one DJ. And this DJ, Bogars, has put his name into everything. I mean, everything that I look around is him. So, you know, you got other DJs that think that I promote him. But I don't promote him. He's just Bogart, and he's right there. But I had to check him today and let him know. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't call me. He called the magazine, and the magazine person told them that he has to talk to me. Don't call me.
Damn.
How you
going to
tell
question
on me when it's my magazine?
Exactly. Check it, nigga. You ain't getting the cut off my shit. Thank
now,
you.
You know saving women? No. I'm not trying to save.
I was joking. You ain't got to ask. No. You ain't got to ask those questions.
Okay.
I was joking. I was talking shit. But chill with me, Demo. You already know we showing love. We already showed some love to my boy Looney Tunes. They going to be doing their thing down at ATL March 6th. So definitely be in town at him, Looney Tunes, DJ, and it doesn't stand for blowjob. It's feature DJ.
What? It stands for blowjob. That's all he wants all day, every day, because he like to roll that shit. You know how it go.
No,
beat jug.
It was the team
beat jug.
Somebody
yeah,
know what
same
beat. Same beat jug. That's funny, though. He do. He definitely do. Act a fool as a powerful draw. I love Looney Tunes. But we're going to play some music, actually, before we take his time away. And I want to show some love to another performer who actually performed last month also. But you can check him out. He has therealzig.com. That's therealzig.com. And I have some music from him. I forget the name right now because I'm not looking at it, but Truth Teller knows the name because she can see it in the Z. Fall of the Year. Exactly. That's my shit. All right. Sometimes it takes me a while to recall things, but
what is it?
I'm getting better. It's Zig.
Oh, Zig? Okay.
Yeah, it's my shit, too. We were trying to interview him Tuesday, but every time I try to get him on the show, something always happens, so, what you can do?
I'm
ready to buy an interview. I'm ready to buy the whole show. How much
you
going to
give me $20,000? 400 times.
I want the whole thing beat jug to take over the Esquire, Honest Fire show.
All right. You got the money right. We in it all night.
Yeah, you gotta pay me too, cause you know I gotta throw in it. You know.
Well, no, truth teller, you won't get a cut. Truth teller gets 35% of everything.
You gotta wear your thumb backwards.
I do boycotts. I can't do thongs.
Me and Truth Teller come naked. She'll do it if I do it, though. She there for anything. If I jumped off a fucking bridge, Truth Teller coming with me because she a rider. Stop playing.
Why some women don't wear
like,
panties?
I don't fucking know about that bitch.
Panties or thongs.
What'd you say?
No, all right, Jamel, we're done with you. All right, Jamel in his bag. We're going to take another caller and give Jamel some kisses because he got me talking shit tonight.
Okay. We have 267-444. Welcome to the Time Radio What's your name and where you're calling from?
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Who that? Who that?
This Stack. Just told
what's
me that I'm calling.
Thank you for
what's
calling
over?
I just tweeted you about this, about the show.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, no. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
so
definitely. I'm chilling. We chilling, sitting up here networking. That was just the CEO X Squad DJs wilding out with us. C-Sex is an artist from Philly. Shout out to Twitter so everybody can be able to follow you. That's what we do. We network here on Philly Shine Radio.
I'll follow you right now. Shout it out right now.
Right. You need it too.
All right, we're going to tell us this. What is it?
C-Sex? What happened?
I thought you
were
going to tell
me.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, my fault. C-Sex.
Spell it out.
5013. C-S-T-A-S 5013.
5013. Okay. C-S-T-A.
X.
What is it, Mr.
Bass? I thought you got me on my Twitter.
Oh, I got you on my Twitter, do I?
Yeah, you just said you tweeted me, so if you tweeted me, you got
I didn't tweet
my...
you, no. You're talking to two different people.
Oh,
two
my
people.
C-Sex, let me introduce you to my co-host, Truth Teller. The Truth Teller.
My fault. How you doing?
Are you going to be able to come out and check us out? I know we already pulled for the performance for Sunday, but I'd like for you to come out and check out the show. Like,
yeah, I see what I could do, but I might be going down Florida soon, so you know, I'm a little busy. I'm not sure of that though.
What's going on in sunny Florida?
Well, my son down there.
Oh, okay.
That's so nice. I want to ask for some. Well, definitely. Thank you so much for calling in. I got to ask you the topic question before I move on to the next caller. Tonight, we're trying to talk about people who don't really play their position. And has there ever been a person who tried to do your job, like, whether it's you didn't get to it yet or whatever, like?
Yeah.
How have you ever dealt with that situation? Have you ever dealt with that type of situation?
Yeah, kind of. I'm right there with it right now. You might hear it in my song. If you check out my
really?
Song on YouTube, yeah.
Dang. Why
yeah.
Jackson?
I read about real life situation. So, yeah, it's pretty, yeah, I'm definitely just writing because it's happening now, you know. So.
And how do you choose to deal with that type of situation? Or how are you dealing with it?
I rap about it.
You rap about it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. As long as you're productive, sometimes niggas need to get cussed out. In my book.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's how I see it, too.
Sometimes you got to do stuff from dark places with them. Take them to the dark place. But definitely, like I said, thank you so much for calling. We all, well, I already follow you on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, shout me out. Man. I'm going to retweet it and all that.
Definitely. That's what's up. Well, chill, but if we're gonna play some music, check out some more callers. Like I said,
yeah.
We got the real good.
All right, can I send my track in?
Of course. You know what? Truth Funnel, take this number down and text them the email address so we can definitely network. Nothing that all I'm about is promotions. I'm not a promoter, but I do promotions.
Right.
Like, fucking it up. I ain't in another shit nobody else do. I do my own shit.
Yeah, I
can
dig it.
All right, then. Definitely, like right. I said, thanks again. True Colors, keep it down. We're going to take one more caller before we go into the ball of the year.
We actually got two more. We actually got two more callers waiting on deck patiently.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just take two more callers, and I'll get to the music. I got to show love to the Diamond Spotlight performers. Epic Edition will be crazy. Shout out to everybody who's supporting.
Okay. Question before we go into the callers, right? You know, for a little sneak peek, you know, is there anybody, you know, big coming out?
I'm not telling.
Well,
right,
like, as of, like,
I'm asking her. Really... I'm asking honest.
He don't fucking know. I don't even know what he's saying to me. That's funny. Well, I'm
going to
take his call.
I'm being
funny.
I'm only messing around. I was just trying to, you know, give them a little sneak peek, but, you know, you don't want to tell, so screw you.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
We stupid.
This is how
don't
we do it. Okay. Caller number 267-679.
Yo. What's up, K.A. Honest?
Hey,
what's
lady.
What's up, lady? It's lady.
Hey. Yeah,
yes.
I'm tired as hell. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I missed her.
I would have called y'all earlier. How are you? How are you, K.A.? What's up?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good.
That's what's up.
I know you definitely
that's what's up.
Well,
definitely
house.
Welcome back to the show. I miss you much. Be chilling, trying to have some fun and shit. Oh, maybe I'll get some Wendy's. I'm fucking starving. But,
Wendy's got fish sandwiches now, honest.
They got who?
Fish sandwiches.
Oh, I know
you
happy.
You know I'm seeing no meat. You know I'm seeing no meat. They got
yeah, you don't think of meat. But if y'all don't know, if y'all don't follow her, definitely hit up Lady Phoenix 929 on Twitter. Y'all already know she's going to be a Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition. I can't think about anything else. But Sunday. And tonight I get to think, I'm a dream about what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm going to have a nice dream, and it's going to be amazing. Nice.
I got a new dress, got some
how
new high heels.
How,
it's going to be the bomb.
A new dress, new shoes.
Oh.
What about you, lady? How was your day today? Because I haven't spoke to you in a while.
Honey, I had a crazy, crazy day. Too crazy. My cousin, you know, my little cousin fighting. Had to go get the kids. Hospital trip. Yeah, a mess. So
yeah, I would have seen to beat somebody up for y'all. So.
A mess.
Like,
but I'm
like
chilling.
Said,
I'm chilling right now. You know, feeling good. So
we take it. We take it to the dark places. Definitely.
Yeah.
But definitely. Well, that's what stuff you did for your people. I know you're a rider too. Definitely. Show a lot of love to me and everybody who I see around me. Shout out to everybody in the Unity 5 who fucking show love. And we got a chance to really, really bond Saturday. And I was just, like, so amazed. I'm talking about Hot Chocs. I'm talking about B-Dot. I'm talking about Miss Caddy. I'm talking about Tisline. I'm talking about Lady. EA all day. We definitely combined and just definitely shine. And it was amazing doing the video. Shout out to Zoo Kali. Big Face Dunny, everybody that was in the building. Big ups to everybody down at 1122 Spring Garden, where we gonna really take over.
Come down and check that studio out. It's hot, y'all. Come down and check it out.
Yes.
Well, lady, I gotta ask you the topic question for tonight. Tonight's topic is, have you ever had somebody who was trying to do your job, and, like, how did you deal with the situation?
Well, honest, you know what I do, right? You know what
yeah.
my corporate job is. All right. The guys try to do my job all the time. I let them do it. You want to carry my ladder? Thank you. Put it right on my truck. You want to? I let them do it. Like, come on now.
I got to talk to the lady on the side and find out what she do because I don't know.
I climb poles.
I know she
climb
ladders.
I climb
yeah.
poles.
Hard. That's some hard
yeah.
work.
What you climb, lady? You climb
poles. I climb
poles,
yes.
You don't look
that's
like the type of person that do that.
Don't let the hills
fool
you.
You climb poles.
Don't let the hills fool you. I climb
yes.
poles.
She climb poles and
let
the letters, y'all. That's a
tell
bad
them,
bitch
them,
right there. Yeah, don't.
Steel toes and tool belts. That's what I do.
Exactly.
Would you work for Comcast?
No, don't put it. No, I don't though. But nah, I don't.
Really I'm only messing with you. I'm only messing
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, that's what I do. So,
yo, yeah. I want a picture of that.
It.
I need to get a picture of that.
I'm a huge fan of letting somebody do my job.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, are you fucking serious? Because that means it could get double done because I'm definitely still going to do my fucking job. What?
Yeah. Only on certain occasions you let somebody do your job, but when it comes to parenting, you don't let nobody do your job.
Oh,
you do your own damn job.
Yep.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's how I feel.
No, no, no. You never, 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 never have a parent. Oh, shit, no.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You never know. No. If a woman or a man lets you in close enough to care for the child, that's different. But you know how certain people want to infringe on your family and tell you how you're supposed to love your mom and love your dad and love your kid and beat your kid and
how
you feed your kid and dress your kid. Shut the fuck. No, you don't do that.
I've never had
anybody do that. If you even breathe towards my child, it's going to pop it. I always let my son dad play his part, but it was the way I wanted him to play it. Like, I don't do that shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, not about your kid, no. I don't agree with that at all. So, no, that's not tonight's topic. I wish a person would have come in. I mean, of course, some people need to step up for certain children who are in need of, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different story, but y'all know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Wait,
chill with us. We gotta get into some of this music and show some love to these artists because, like I said, Epic Edition, real crazy situation, a lot of hot shit going on. But we're gonna show some love and play some music for my boy. Oh, yeah, the caller.
Yeah, the
caller.
I know. We can keep on. It's cool.
Well,
we got this together.
Performance. Now let's check out this score.
Yeah, let's figure it out. Okay, so now waiting patiently in line was 302-943.
Well, okay, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? Yo, this comedian Joe Charleston in the building.
Hey. What's good with you? Welcome back to the show, Joe. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, just checking up on y'all and everything like that. I see y'all wilding out as usual tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
is it
rolling number? Nah. Wow. Oh,
nah.
Wow.
You already know. We do our usual with a new stuff to it. No, it's not always the same. It's like snowflake. I gotta ask you the topic. I know you probably have a good story for us. Maybe.
Right.
Yes? No? All right, cool. We're going to play this music. Chill with me, Joe, for a minute. I got to know, has anybody ever tried to do your job? We're going to show some love to the real Zig.
Okay, yeah,
all right.
Going to take this. Okay, you know, Carlos, hold on. You know, hold on for a little bit long. We're going to do this song, and I'm getting right back to you right after the song. Here we go. We're going to.
Am I wrong for speaking on the track now?
Yeah.
Chain looking like the color scheme on SmackDown.
Okay.
And I swear to the top is the toughest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get that cancer pass for him, Buffett. I know my family gon' love it.
Wow.
And I speak my mind freely, not another man's puppet.
Okay.
Oh, you fancy, huh? You wanna drop her to the floor with no panties, huh?
That ain't right.
But I swear, girl, before you leave tonight, in every verse I make sure to rap. Game breathing right.
Breathing right.
Yep, just a pen and a notepad. New kicks got me fresher than a soap ad. And I swear my life passing by so fast. So I put my foot up on a pedal till there's
no gas.
And all this glory probably won't last. Zig rapping on the track with his bro sad. Girls looking at my tags, they wanna read my life. And grabbing on my chain cause it look like frozen Sprite. Getting lettuce like a solid ball. I don't want none of y'all, nutty ass
caviar.
I don't need no cigar or no finest wine. All I need is a mic and some laugh time. The income, yeah, the same speed as track time. And I'm in that girl pussy like a tampon.
Fresh,
swag on a billion. Girls think I'm hot, but my chain leave me chilling. And me and my niggas, yeah, we do this right here. Money falling out my pockets, I'm the baller. Funny, ho. Chain so icy, money, oh, we stretching though. Drove got me high, touch the sky, I'm up in heaven, ho. Take it back like Devin, though, cause I'm always ballin'. Young Zig, baby, a.k.a. Spalding. I swear these niggas rolling. That was just a Philly time. I swear I get up on the track. These haters, man, they feel me burn. Cash and Quizzy, that's my niggas who be in a casket. Baller ready, gearing everything up in a basket. Ballin' like a maverick. Yeah, that metaphor can work, cause everything is like Swiss. Got me feeling like dirt. Alabama flow, number one up in the nation. Baby, I'm the shit, and it's no constipation. Fresh, swag on a billion. Girls think I'm hot, but my chain leave me chilling. And me and my niggas, yeah, we do this right here. Money falling out my pockets, I'm the baller of the year. Yeah, I'm fresh, swag on a billion. Girls think I'm hot, but my chain leave me chilling. And me and my niggas, yeah, we do this right here. Money falling out my pockets, I'm the baller.
My homeboy Zig doing his motherfucking thing. Check him out on therealzig.com. That's Z-I-2-G. He's performing live Sunday. I like Epic Edition. I like this song. This shit is hype. Let's check out the switchboard. I got some more callers. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Maybe, whoa. I forgot about my homeboy. I almost forgot. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I heard you breathing, actually.
You know what? That's just horrible. That's just horrible. It's just a long night.
Like, no. I can tell jokes, too. Shout out to Big OC Diesel, too. You know what I mean? He's definitely a maniac hosting my show this fucking Sunday. He's an amazing, big, fat comedian. Follow him on Twitter, Big Diesel, OCDIESEL. But Joe, tonight's topic, and also follow Joe Charleston on Twitter, right? That's all we got.
Right.
What is it?
At Joe Charleston, at the at sign, JoeCharleston, Charleston.
Charleston, okay.
Mute some people's phones, not ladies and not the males. Mute everybody else's phone.
All right. Gotcha.
I don't know what the hell sound that was. But go ahead, Joe, making noises in the background.
That's it.
Who's making that fucking noise? What the hell is that?
Him breathing.
That's
why I'm breathing.
You gotta mute his phone.
He might be asleep.
He just said at Joe Charleston.
Yeah, just shout out.
I couldn't hear him. It was all that fucking noise. I couldn't hear him.
Jamel probably fell asleep on the phone. We got to beat him up later, girl.
He was alone. You got a season for that. It can work hard.
You all know I love him.
You know what? I'm about to mute your fucking phone, truth teller. You being real disrespectful.
I just shouted Jamel out on Twitter.
All right. You got nothing. Take off. Yo, nice topic. You know what I mean? We talking about people not playing a position. Have you ever had anybody trying to do your job? Like, what did you do or whatever?
Well, shit. I mean, in my instance, you know what I'm saying? I'm a comedian. I'm on stage. I'm in the club all the time. Every once in a while, you got a drunk motherfucker that want to go up there and talk a little shit, you know, during the show. This ain't too time to fucking, you know, audition for comedy while I'm up here doing my thing. But if you come over there and you try to, you know, get your little heckle on while Joe Charleston up there, I'm going to let your ass have it. You, talk about you, your mama, probably your sister, probably your whole family. I'm going to let them have it, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's what I do. It's my business. It's how I got to eat, you know what I'm saying? So,
That's funny as shit. I've done it a couple times. I wasn't, like, you know, like, drunk, but
if you're boring me and you're a comedian or if you're a singer, a dancer or whatever, I'm the one that'll throw a tomato. Like, I really will. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, we gonna go with it. I'll be like, look, this is some bullshit. I rap. I will rap during your fucking comedian set. You're not gonna be boring me and shit, so I don't know. That's a shame, though. I wish I was there. I would have been laughing.
Yeah. Oh, it don't happen that much not now. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, shit's rough.
That's crazy. That is funny. I appreciate you calling in, Joe. When are you doing in Philly? I thought you were supposed to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Philly in April. I'll be at the Laugh House March 31st and another weekend, date to follow. But I want to give a shout out to all my Philly comedians, my boy Spank, my boy Kevin Hart, who else? Denny Live, okay.
Yes, I see Denny Live all the time. That's my fucking nigga right there. Short and amazing, amazing man. He really is.
That's a good dude right there. Turay, all them niggas, Killer Brew, all them niggas over there. It's a whole team of niggas at the Laugh House. Keep on supporting them.
Yeah, you definitely got to shout out the niggas that's doing anything. Ox Diesel, like I said, Jermaine Jones, shout out to Dre. Yeah, comedian shout out. And Mel Harris. Oh my God, Mel Harris, you are the funniest shit on Twitter. I fucking swear. He is so ignorant. But, all right, thanks, Joe. All
right, thank you for letting me check in. I'm going to keep on tuning in on the side. I'll call back in and just listen in. But, hey, I fuck with y'all. Y'all know I'm in y'all's corner.
I can just mute your mic and you can just go ahead, you know, and listen.
You ain't going to mute his mic. You can leave him open. Because if he falls asleep, we going to laugh at him now. It's like,
no. Okay.
But no, I'm not about putting nobody out there, especially, like I said, people work hard, and you can be sweet, you know what I mean, around this time. And you can check out Philly Town Radio, the archive shows. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Philly Town Radio, and you can tune in later, you know what I mean?
Pretty much.
Listen to it through iTunes. Listen to it through radio.com. You know, we're real interactive, so it's live. I wish people would stop stalking me or whatever.
I'm sorry, but I just love you so much. I just got to.
Oh, no, not you. I'm just walking across the street, and, you know, I be causing accidents all the time, right?
Even
like,
that ass. It's that ass.
Yo, niggas be acting stupid. I was walking across Roosevelt Boulevard today, right? And then the boy was getting honked at and shit from the door, and then you just heard somebody go, ah! I'm like, oh, shit. Like, please, guys, ass is not that serious. And 9 times out of 10, no woman walking down the street wants to bother with a guy in a car. Like, she probably going somewhere, so.
Unless you're driving an Aston Martin and you throwing hundreds out the window.
Wait a minute. All right. Let me get my chicken here. I didn't mean like that, you know what I mean?
Let me stop it. All right, so let's get into these callers, y'all, because they piled up hard.
No, because, like, if he had a Benz and it was bigger than the other series, I'm in it all day.
Okay, let's get into these callers. Okay, we have 267-320. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's your boy Rob Dillinger, man.
Twizzin.
What's up, what's up? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Dillinger? Hey, baby, what's up?
How y'all doing?
We chill.
Shout out to you, Dillinger. How you been, honey?
I've been chilling, man. Working at the babies.
Yeah, how old are they now?
Well, I might have some change.
Yeah, remember he was, Diligent is straight up rider.
All right. Yes. Twin babies. I got to meet them the other day. That was really nice. I appreciate meeting the chocolate. Dillinger, you got to.
Hello?
Huh?
Where she go?
Really?
Well, until she come back, I'm going to say what I have to say, you know, until she come back. She'll be calling back in a minute, y'all. Hold on. But I wanted to say, you know, Dillinger is a straight-up rider to what he do. He was doing the rapper and daddy thing. He had his diaper bag because his fiance was in labor. He had his diaper bag all at the showcase. You know, mm-hmm. he did his thing. And mm-hmm. then he left and went and go had them twins. He did yeah. his thing. You know, shout out to you. That is truly a man right there.
Yeah, man, I just listen. I do what my dad did, though, so.
You know, if your dad was a real man, then, you know, he raised you right.
Listen, I just hope Father's Day my gifts be looking right, man, because I keep getting this shit. I used to get my dad socks and cologne.
You know, until your kids get right. old enough, you know, to get you things, you know, that's what you accept. It ain't what it is. It's from the heart. So that's all that matters.
Man, so it's from the lot store.
So it don't matter.
Let me stop.
It's a fashion diligence. Like, come on now.
You know what? All right, for Father's Day, I'm going to buy you a pencil, and I need you to say something.
It better be number two.
No, it's going to be number five. But wait, you know, until we wait on Honest to call back in, I'm going to take on another caller, you know, while we waiting. Okay, who this right here? Okay, we have 602-218. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
What's up, it's Jamie Lee, and I am calling from, I'm on the road right now, so I'm in Lubbock, Texas, headed to Atlanta from Phoenix.
Yeah,
so
I see that Arizona number. I know that Arizona number.
How you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm making my way. I'm moving.
What's that?
We waiting for Honest to call back in.
Yeah, I heard her get clicked off, but yeah, Demille shot me the number. I was like, I'm gonna call and check in with her. I haven't talked to her in a minute. So
how you guys doing? Well, we've been good. You know, we growing. You know, moving strong.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm moving. I'm on the road. I'm going to be here till Saturday, and then I'll be back on the road headed to Atlanta. So I'm moving cross country, but, you know, something I got to do is nothing cracking out here, so time to get moving.
Okay, whose phone is that?
I don't know.
Rob, that's your phone.
Hey, my phone.
Who phone is this?
The aliens are
right there. All right, somebody's phone sounded funky.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right, so what I want everybody to do who's there when they'll go towards you. No, I'm not joking. Okay, y'all. Definitely, you know, so people can follow you. Shout out to Twitter, your Facebook. I'm doing this all by myself.
My Twitter is J_Millie, MILLY. And my Facebook, is J_Millie_602. I'm not sure. But I think that's what it is. So, shout out to everybody, man. I've been kind of laying low for a minute, doing some things on the back end, but, you know, I'm still here. I'm still alive.
You're still alive. That's good to hear, because if you call about
in transition,
I'm going to leave. I'm scared.
Yeah. So, just tuning in, checking you guys out. That's been a minute. I think last time we were on here was, like, last year sometime, and we have something crazy going on.
Yeah, always.
So.
Hey. You know how we get.
Yeah. I definitely want to holler at Honest when she get back on here.
Yeah. Okay, you know, just hold the line. Let me take some more callers. Okay, we have area code 732-776. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Jay calling back from VIP Artist. How are you?
I don't really have much.
Oh, I'm okay. Good.
My name is Truth Teller. We're waiting for Honest to call back in.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea where she went. and I'm about to call her from the other phone and be like, where you at?
Okay, well, I called in last week, and I just wanted to say hey to my girl.
Well, hey to you. You know, thank you for the support. So shout out your Twitter and your Facebook, and let us know what you do.
Yes, yes. My name is Jay. I'm from VIPArtistDirect.com, and my Twitter is at VIPArtist. Right now, I'm actually taking on artists to book and to do radio promotions with and to solicit to major labels. So please get at me at VIPArtist. Currently, I'm working with my artist, Calico. He just got a studio production with Waka Flocka, and he's going to be playing King of Diamonds during spring break in Miami. We're looking very forward. We're getting a lot of DJ requests. We just got a DJ request from Slip Inside DJs, so we're very happy about what's going on with our movement. And I want to bring that kind of movement to all up-and-coming indie artists.
All right. I liked that. You know, everybody follow her. Say it again. What is it?
At VIP Artist.
Okay, there you go. When I go back, I'm gonna look for you. Are you on Honest?
I'm already following her that quick.
There you go.
I'm following you on Twitter. I follow Honest Fire, and I think I got some followers from you guys. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Okay, so it's VIP. Or let me see if I can do this.
Now, are you in Philadelphia as well?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay, because I have some meetings this weekend in Philly. I'm in Pennsylvania right now, but I'm definitely going to be in Philadelphia, so definitely get at me on Twitter and maybe we can link up.
Okay, so we're having a Diamond Spotlight on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yes, Sunday at Mill Creek Tavern, 4200 Chester Avenue.
It's 4200 Chester?
Yeah, it's her third anniversary. So
4200 Chester. And what is the name of the venue?
Called Mill Creek Tavern.
Mill Creek Tavern?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I will try to make it. You said Sunday night, right?
Sunday night, yes.
Oh, okay, because I have to head to New York as well. But I definitely will try to drop by and show support.
Yes.
I'm looking at her Twitter page.
This
don't look official.
Okay, I gotta find her. Twitter.
I'm very selective. You know, I had a bunch of new followers, and I was like, "Excuse me, why do you want to follow me?" I'm not like these people who got like 45,000 Twitters, you know, followers, because I'm very selective.
Wait. I think I found you. Nikki Rich, is that you? Huh?
I'm sorry.
I said, is your name Nikki Rich?
Oh, no. Nikki Rich actually is on a radio station, and she just started following me, and I was so happy because I actually have other DJs that broadcast on WRN Radio.
Okay. .us. Okay.
But I think if you got her, that you probably have a link to me.
I'm about to go. I don't know. I can't. Like, what is it? I'm sorry. I'm, like, doing, like, 99 million things at one time. What is it? What is your?
VIP,
like, very important person. Artist. ARTIST.
Well, I just follow. It said I got to wait till the request is accepted. That's when you know you're important. When you got to wait for it.
You know, I hate when those porn stars follow me and want me to go to some spam website. But I actually have a modeling agency, too, called Lace Girls. And I deal with all types of models, adult and regular generic models, G models, whatever you want.
Oh, that's nice. How you guys doing? I'm back, ma'am.
Okay,
you
know,
I'm posting
the Maybach models,
actually. This is Honest Fire. Who we have on the line, Truth Teller, honey? Okay, we have Jay Millie. And we I didn't forget her name already.
Jay, from VIP Artist, girl. What's up, Honest?
Oh, hey.
I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to try to make your event.
You're going to make it?
I'm going to try to make it. I'm supposed to also go to New York after a couple meetings in Philly.
I'm here from 7 p.m. until 2 a.m. So
what time does the event start?
The event will probably start like around 9:30, 10, but we start off at 8 o'clock with a cipher. So, like, for, like, artists who aren't in the showcase, I let them, like, you know what I mean, rap over some producers' beats that I know. So you know what I mean? Network with producers so they can get some original beats and stuff like that. I'm all about networking. I really appreciate you calling in. Oh, my gosh. Like, I really, really do.
Oh, I got some new producers on my roster. I got a producer in Chi-Town. I got a producer in Massachusetts. You can go to his website. It's called iRock, R-O-C-Z, like zebra, beats with an S.com. You can check him out. He's got all kinds of specials for celebrities, indie artists, whatever you want. He's got beats.
Well, definitely, we can maybe make a CD and sample it for him at Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition. I would love to network because, you know, I salute everybody who works hard in this business, from promotions, producers, engineers, managers, you know what I mean? Like, we all have our position to play, definitely.
Yes, and I'm a 15-year veteran, and I worked for several years doing radio promotions and unit promotions for Island and EMI Records. And unfortunately, when I took an entertainment law class at CUNY, I found that there is a monopoly going on, and it's actually very strange that a lot of the conglomerates that own the record labels are actually brands of liquor overseas, and AOL and Yahoo and other conglomerates of that nature. You'd be surprised how the record label industry breaks down.
Yeah, exactly. You find out that it's not a lot of people. It's just like a few, you know what I mean? Controlling things.
Hey,
but
when
you know
Clyde
what?
Davis,
even when I heard
Clyde
you
Davis
on my Baby Girl Fire Chick show, I really wanted to get a chance to get an interview with you. So could you please give me information so one day I can be able to spend a few hours picking your brain and showing you off on Philly Shine Radio?
Wonderful. I'm going to write down her number, Honest, and I'm going to give it to you.
All right,
okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll hit you up, Jay. Definitely appreciate you calling the show. And I followed you on Twitter as well.
I can't follow you. My pen stopped working, y'all. That's
can you hear me? Hello?
She's still there. She's still, did we drop her nowhere and lose her? She's still
hello,
there.
What happened?
Okay, I
thought you couldn't hear me. Now, I was saying I did follow you on Twitter when you were on Fire Chick's show.
Oh, yes, I saw that, and I was very, very happy. I was letting the people know that I'm very finicky. You know, I'm not going to just accept a follower to have more numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly business, just like the label.
Exactly. That's what's up. And then, like you said, 15 years in, you should know a lot, and I appreciate it. You on her show, and you're definitely giving me, like, goosebumps calling tonight. So it's all about networking, guys, getting your name out there with people who are really doing work and people who know their business, because 9 times out of 10, you have to look into things to even do it right. Prepare yourself, you know what I mean, learn things, pay people whose position it is, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And that, actually, even though I have you on the line right now, I got to ask you the topic question for tonight. Or whatever, like tonight's topic, we're talking about, has it ever been a person who tried to do your job, and how did you deal with that situation?
Oh, my. Well, you know, I've had the opposite situation. I've had people resent me because I can do their job better. I was working for Bruce Garfield of LFO for Nickelodeon, and I was managing their tour and also submitting them to Nickelodeon. And I was working under an executive who will remain nameless at this time. But, I was doing a lot of phoners on tour for some of the artists, like LFO and other artists that were on their itinerary. And I was doing tour management with road managers and doing, making arrangements for go-sees and other opportunities for the label. And, you know, the person started mimicking me, like down to my hairstyle, girl. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. You know what? I can definitely relate to that type of situation, because at the end of the day, if something needs to be done, you know what I mean? And if you're going to be a part of it, hell yeah, it's got to be done right. I remember working for an accounting department. They started off with 5 people, and we brought it down to 2. Like, you know, like, and then it was 1. So you know, sometimes it's like certain people are unnecessary in positions and someone needs to take over. So big ups to you for getting that credit, you know what I mean, for doing those things for the record label. But, yeah, we'll have to put nobody out there. We're venting.
Yes, that's all we're doing. We're just letting it out.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in and I feel really special tonight, you know what I mean? Like, it's an epic edition going on Sunday. And shout out that website again so that I could be able to get those beats from my artists, because we definitely love
that
original music.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know what? Hit me up by email. It's real, R-E-A-L, hype, H-Y-P-E, promotions with an S at gmail.com. And like I said, I have some exclusive tracks coming from Chi-Town, Detroit, and Massachusetts, Boston, you know, Boston.
Yeah, they get the car. I know, I fuck with Boston.
Time to park the car in the yard.
Mom, I just said to my homegirl, I was like, yo, I want a reason to go to Boston.
Actually, you know who's going to be there? Rampage is there. Busta Rhymes, another client of mine. Busta Rhymes' first cousin is in Boston right now.
Okay, banging. Definitely, we love you.
I cannot find a pin. What is up with this?
We check out some tour dates. I definitely will. And you guys heard the email. And we're all about networking with people doing their thing. You already know Jay Millie's like a VIP over here on Philly Shine Radio, doing her thug sizzle and shining like a diamond in that Avi on her Twitter. Follow her at Jay Millie. Of course, and the ladies have a whole bunch of unity that you guys don't even know yet, and I definitely represent it here. I have colleagues, I guess you could say, or even companions and friends who we're all just like the same, and everybody is going to do some crazy things in the next coming months because we've learned, and it's time to show off, you know what I mean? Some real, real, real big shit. We got the Hip Hop Wives DVD, the mixtape coming soon, along with some things I'm doing with my people out in Chester, some female collaborations. So definitely I'm behind female working women, whatever you're doing, I'm supporting it heavy, heavy, heavy. And, yes, April 1st, Diamond Spotlight all-female showcase will be crazy. I'm not sure what edition I'm going to call it, but normally I name my showcases after I do one, because it's like I got to wrap my head around the whole thing. So we'll find out what it is. Maybe Pussy Edition or something crazy like that.
Oh, no.
I want to host that one.
Look at you, Jalen. Calm down. All right. I guess I got the reaction I wanted.
That was like
my fourth time saying it tonight. But no. Well, we'll do something nice. We'll do something tasteful because I want to do a press release and everything. I don't think I could send the NBC 10. They like the Pussy Edition showcase is going down tonight.
But can I host it, though?
No, we already have our host, Chillinger. Maybe we can host it on in May. There you go.
Oh, all right. That'll work.
You know, we consistently work, and I'm all about, I really try to set myself aside from a lot of people who do things here in Philly. And even with the showcase and even the show, like, I'm all about everybody really working together and getting a chance to play a position or get a chance to entertain. And at the end of the day, we're about selling tickets and bringing people out, bring your merchandise, bring your T-shirts, bring your CDs. Like, we're all working together. And if you want to host, I definitely, definitely show heavy love. Big OCD Goo definitely is my main motherfucking fat nigga in charge. But we leave it for co-hosts all the time open. This Diamond Spotlight is going to be really amazing. Of course, the lovely Seema will be hosting along with B Major. And you can follow him on Twitter at I Hate B Major, who is a phenomenal artist coming out of Southwest Philly. Just released his mixtape. I can't recall the name of it right now, but I'm going to check it out. I got my iPad right here.
You know, honestly, we're getting down to the last minute. We have some callers that's been holding on patiently. you know. I was taking them one by one until you came back in.
Oh, well, definitely. Well, yeah, cool. Y'all know how we get long-winded, and, yes, we can extend the show a little bit because, yes, tonight's popping. But thank you, Jay Millie, Jay, for calling in. Shout-out to VIP artists and the promotion. All right.
I know.
But go ahead. Who's the next caller, Miss Truth Teller Love?
Okay, we have caller number 706-394. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? This is DJ Quick from over here in Augusta, Georgia.
What's good? How you doing tonight?
I'm okay. Just got done working, doing a little bit of work in the station. You know, just not really getting
all right,
home.
All right. Well, shout out to Twitter for us so we can all be able to hit you up or whatever. We're all about networking here.
Okay, my name is Mark Quick, but a lot of people don't know how to say my name, but it's DJ Quick. At DJ Quet. Let me say that one more time. At DJ Quet. And I do
yeah.
I do radio over here in Augusta, Georgia. I pretty much touch like the Georgia. We right beside South Carolina, so I pretty much touch like South Carolina and Georgia over here where I'm at. So got a little market over here, you know. So
I just followed you. Then you go bam.
Yeah. And, like, artists out there, you know, I pretty much, our station, we it's, like, kind of like a family-owned station. So I pretty much can play anything I want. So, like, if people got music and it's good music, they need to get it to me. You know, they can hit me up on my Gmail, djquet@gmail.com. I like independent artists, but they want to be broken. I do mixtapes. I pretty much touch a lot of people, you know. So... And plus, I'm a good DJ, so, you know, it's like...
You definitely
real,
go
real
hard.
DJs,
I always retweet anything that you put up, and I appreciate you calling in the show tonight, networking. I got to get you to come out to Philly. Like Mel said, he's
yeah.
putting some things together for, like, July, May, so we'll see what's popping. Or even I come see you, because my sister lives in, I forget where she lives. Somewhere in South Carolina, but it's, like, really close to Augusta, Georgia. So we'll check
yeah.
you out. And I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Trying to get my network on. I'm probably going to need everybody to repeat their Twitter.
Huh?
I'm going to need everybody to repeat their Twitter because I ain't really check them.
So, okay. Well, you know what? I'll tweet everybody together. Okay? That's the way we'll figure that out. Because, yeah, you... For anybody, definitely come back
okay.
and check out the archives if you missed anything in the beginning of the show. Because
I'm going to give you my Twitter.
We show love. So me and Truth Teller will definitely tweet all you guys together. And like I said, again, thank you, Jay Millie. Thank you, lady, for calling in. Dillinger, Joe Charleston. Everybody
yeah.
show love, fucking love. And, of course, you, DJ Quick. Quit.
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 It's That's why I really can't get no drops like that because a lot of people can't pronounce my name. I might change my name or something. I don't know.
No. It's all about promoting. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about being unique
put
too.
In their face.
Yeah.
That's all guerrilla promotion. You know what I mean? You can't expect anybody to know anything right away. So we got you.
Mm-hmm.
No, humble. I like you a lot. That's
yeah.
nice. Okay. Calm down. Go back. Back to Truth Teller. Let me chill with a DJ Quick, because I gotta ask you the topic question. But you wanna take another caller?
Yes. We have on deck 610-333. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes. Hello. How you doing, Vague Ladies?
Hello.
What's good? How you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from?
I go by the unforgettable name of DJ Mr. Mixer. I reside in Chester, Pennsylvania.
All right, that's the show. Well, welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
Yeah, we fine. Yeah, my man down Georgia told me to call his number and yeah, I mean, you know, shout my name out. I'm Esquire DJ.
Oh, Jamel, the CEO, Esquire, told me to call his number.
Yeah, I'm DJ Mr. Mixer though. Nice to meet y'all. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know me, you'll know me. You will know me. That's my mission.
Shout out to Twitter for us because that's what we're doing. I'm getting ready to put a little Twitter chain together so everybody can follow back and everything.
Right. I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, if you can hear my music, it's loud. I play it loud enough, so I don't really use too much Twitter and Facebook and all that. But if you need me, you can text me, call me, hit me on Facebook or Twitter. I got all that, but don't really try to promote it too much.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, well, I can follow you right on deck.
My Twitter is my same name. My name is DJ Mr. Mixer.
DJ
Mixer Mix. Yes, as DJ Mr. Mixer. And you like to mix music. Basically like
X-T-E-R. Okay, let's see if I can find it.
It'd probably be better on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably follow the links on there and Twitter and all that good stuff. But what's up with y'all, though, man? What's your topic? What's y'all topic, man?
Well, we're chilling tonight. Tonight's topic is actually, we're talking about people who actually started to do your job and How have you ever dealt with that situation? Like somebody coming in, how do you deal with that situation
when somebody tries to take your job when you're doing your job hard as you can?
Yeah.
Waking up early to go to work.
How do you deal with this situation where somebody's trying to do your job?
I'll try to get them fired. Yeah, no doubt. Take them out the game, you ain't gotta worry about it no more. Get that check on Friday. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Try to get them fired.
Job,
tell them
they stole
something. I'm going to say they stole something.
I'm
going to give them fire. And then that's
it.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you.
That makes sense, though, right?
I'm just a squirrel trying to eat. That's all.
I'm like, why didn't I think of that?
You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. It's easy. It's not chess, it's checkers.
Exactly. Not
chess, it's checkers. Where y'all at? Philly, though?
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
We got a lot of people calling in from really all over. Shout out to Daniel from the West Coast tuning in. And my girl Lady's on the line. My girl Truth's on the line. And we represent.
Hello.
I'm an artist as well. So, DJ Mr. Mixer, how are you working as a DJ? So, let's even talk about that. Like, what are you doing? Are you doing shows? Are you working in clubs?
Right now I'm working in clubs. I'm at a couple of, like, bars and clubs. I'm just doing all type of events, weddings and all that good stuff. But just good money, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to basically promote myself. And my main thing is, you know, radio. I'm trying to get out of this, trying to do the hustle thing. I can do radio because I think I'm built for it. I'm ready for it, you know what I mean? And I got all my new equipment and everything like that. Got everything I need. And I got a twin brother also. His name is DJ Tyker.
Oh, they're twins.
Right. So twin DJs. So sometimes me and my brother get up, we link up, and we DJ together. And you can't beat two DJs, you know what I mean, at one time.
Y'all know I got to, once truth comes, I'm never going to stop. So go ahead. Keep talking about the twin stuff. We got a twin brother,
you know what I'm saying? We're both identical and attractive young men with green eyes, light skin.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Voluptuous, scrumptious.
Take his number down because I need you for something. So I'm so glad you hold on a second.
I can dig it.
I need you for something.
It ain't going to be free.
Because I'm getting ready to do a whole bunch of dating events. Shout out to my motherfucking people, you know.
I didn't know we can cuss on this motherfucker.
This internet fucking radio,
yeah,
we do whatever the fuck we do. Oh, you need to call them more often because you be having
your
speed.
I'm not getting white people money. I'm not FCC censored yet. You know, I want to be. I wouldn't mind. You know, I would talk like this the whole time. FCC people.
Yeah. You know, you got to talk more.
No, but I can't talk like that all the time because I just get where I just get.
I hate that, don't you? Like you're holding back your nigger. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to talk more like, you know, the way you feel. You don't want to hold stuff and act like somebody you ain't.
Exactly.
Right, you wanna take, let that nigga out. No, let the nigga out.
Me and
Truth
act like twins. You can see me, bro.
Did
y'all see our twin moment? Hold up. Wait a minute. Rewind. You see, we said it at the same time. True color, right? All right, then. All right. Well, definitely, DJ Mr. Mixler, I like you at first sight. First voice. I didn't see you, but your voice is banging. The green eyes, thing. You better not be ugly. With green eyes.
Y'all better not be ugly.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Ugly.
Wouldn't that be like a waste?
I'm going to tell you, I better not be ugly on the radio. Y'all got a lot of people calling and stuff,
well,
man. I'm surely like,
hey,
you're
not
ugly.
I don't hide. You can check me out, sweetie.
I don't know.
I'm a sexy
bitch.
I'm a big joint, but I represent.
You're a big joint?
I'm a big joint.
I like them. That's how I like them.
How tall are you, Mr. Mixer?
How tall am I? I'm 6'2". I'm a basketball player.
That's not the right Twitter, DJ Mr. Mixer.
What's your Twitter, you said? What's my Twitter?
That Twitter does not exist.
It's my same name. It's Mixer Mister, though.
Mixer Mister.
How do you pronounce it? I mean, how do you spell it?
M-I-S-T-R-M-I-X-E-R, but it's the other way around. M-I-X-E-R-M-I-S-T-E-R on Twitter.
Okay,
M-I-S.
You didn't say that. Mix it.
Yeah,
see, I didn't follow somebody.
Yeah, I only mean like that. I can't people off.
Okay.
Take the number there, Truth Teller. We won't get
on
Twitter.
Yeah, take my number to
Twitter.
We're going to play on his phone to talk to him.
We're going to show some more love to the callers. Definitely shout out to everybody working hard. You right there in Chester. You got to come be my guest this Sunday.
No doubt.
We'll
you know what I mean? Ain't that far, but a hop, skip, and a jump away. And then shit, Chester Avenue. Like, yeah, all day.
All day. That's what's up.
He's telling me it's nobody found.
Y'all got a DJ for that?
Oh, yeah, we already got DJ Big Philly. You definitely do.
Shout out to DJ Big Philly.
Shout out to DJ Big Philly. I don't know. I'm doing the same thing he's doing. And everybody else that's doing out there. All y'all DJs out there, man. Let's go. Because we got competition now. We going to compete and let's make this money. Let's make this money, man. Let's make this money, yo.
I like that.
That's how we do up here in Philly, man. Like, real. Let's make this money. Like, real. We got talent. Everybody got talent.
I can relate because I be trying. Just wait, y'all, because I'm only getting warmed up, and y'all don't want to piss me off. My new stove is fire. Don't get fucking even. Don't get fired, folks. I'm only getting warmed up because it'll get
I can dig it.
Okay. You know, hold the line, you know, DJ Mr. Mixer. You know, we got to take a couple more callers.
But I only got 15 minutes, so say, all right, go ahead. I got you.
You know what?
I love him.
Y'all be like 717-314. I'm like, that's not me.
No, we're not going to shout out your, no, we're not going to shout out your whole number. No.
It's cool.
Y'all can know if y'all want, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
No,
pop.
We ain't going to put you out there. We don't put you out there because you might get some stalkers, you know. I'm
it's
already going to stalk you.
I can handle them.
I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to stalk you. Just because you got green eyes, I'm going to stalk you.
I didn't mean to say that. I was joking.
Shut up, I was joking. Next time I'm going to say something. Why y'all phone louder than mine? Like, I'm trying to talk over y'all, but I can't. Oh, well, you don't need to stumble. Yeah, my baby on the line. You talking too much. Okay, I'm sorry. My baby's on the line. Okay. I got my fucking heart on the line. Big fucking up. The two niggas that work
fucking damn hard.
Okay, she
I'm
got
talking
this
about.
Thing.
I'm cursing. I'm excited. Let me relax. But I'm talking about Banky Rawbuck. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to my homeboy, Solid the Boss. Working hard. Uptown stand up. What's up, Dollar? And definitely Dollar is performing. Diamond Spotlight Epic Edition 3-year anniversary.
It's gonna be a movie.
I'm gonna be in the movie.
And I got my movie hair, y'all. I got my movie hair.
Oh,
wait till y'all see my
fucking
hair.
You already know. You in there. You in there. Like,
yeah.
Somewhere.
I'm in the movie. I'm had a little, you know how you flick the hair over your shoulder? And I'm going to fuck that up, too. I'm going to get a poster. That's all I'm going to do in the movie. Other than that,
she going to shake that ass.
It's a movie. It's a movie every time I come through.
Exactly. Definitely. Shout out to you, Down the Balls. Thanks for joining us on the show. Y'all can find him on Twitter at Down the Balls. Find him on Facebook, Down the Balls. Supporting
everything.
The
Google
t-shirts.
It.
YouTube. We got the movie, the movement, reality music too. Get that going. What's the link for that? You gotta let us know. How can we check out that music? Because besides.
You gotta go down Black and Noble, man. Shout out to Black and Noble. Go down Black and Noble and then get that. And if they ain't got it, text me and they gonna get it in the next 20 minutes.
All right.
Everywhere I go, it's in trunks, it's in little poppy stores. Just ask for it. If they ain't got it, I'm going down there to give it to them.
Oh, right. Shit now.
See?
I'm in North Philly right now, so y'all need a copy. I come right to you right now.
Nah, it's
all right
right there. I'll get it for you probably on Sunday.
See, lady, we like that. He working hard. Like, we gotta love a person that's working hard. Like,
yeah.
For real. I promoted myself, and I don't take no, I guess you could say, short when it comes to artists, because I'm doing the same thing you guys are doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't really want to be called a promoter, because I'm still an artist. I do promotions. You know what I mean? I do this. I meet people and stuff like that. But the same way I'm doing it, I tell you all to do the same shit. You know what I mean? It's about getting to know who's in the room. You know what I mean? And I'm going to definitely tell all my artists, like, it's one thing to come in here and, yes, you know who are the more well-known people in the building or whatever. But once you just shake a new person's hand, well, you say, hey, what's good? I'm performing tonight. What's your name? Or, hey, I got this T-shirt for sale. I never seen you before. Or, nice shirt. I'm performing later. Nice shoes or cute ass. Nice titties. Whatever. I'm just giving you examples. Don't be shy. We're going to network. And it's all about growing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know I network everywhere I'm at.
Yes. You don't like it. And tomorrow, I got plans for you, Dollar. We down at the studio, and then we're going to Big Bang to do the little we're going to do the prelude, which is the trailer. We're going to film the trailer. Yeah,
whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, you already know I'm a phone call away.
He's a phone call away.
I'm a phone call away. We live on go over here. Everything is go. We see green lights and open doors.
Oh, shit now. You go, boy. You already know what I told you.
I'm
you know what I told you.
I'm directing the trailer tomorrow. Shout out to everybody. We want to take it.
Where's that?
Yeah, 11:22, Spring Garden.
What time?
We going to start like 6.
It's in the morning.
So we can, you know, unwind and dine. Maybe we can record something, you know.
Hey, I'm saying 6 in the morning or 6 at night? Because I'm up.
And then, look at you.
We don't get up
that
early in the morning.
I get up,
but I'm more like
I'm already
stretching.
Up. I never sleep.
I get my foot rubbed.
I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to sleep at 2. I'm up at 4 and all day.
I ain't doing too much at 6 in the morning now.
I'm just